It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe that it's already October 19th and 20th. Halloween is approaching. And for my oral health friends that are out there, we know our children and grandchildren eat candy, and that's okay if it's in moderation, but you do definitely need to brush and floss. So we'll be talking about that in a future show. I want to thank my guest last weekend, Dr. Richard Berryman, one of our participating dentists who works for us at Northeast Delta Dental. And Richard did a great job describing some of the various dental health issues, you know, that are current. And so, again, Richard works with Dr. Joe Arante, Dr. Mitch Craig, Dr. Donald Cox, Dr. Bob Urban. All of these folks work with me at Northeast Delta Dental. For my running friends, I just want to give you a big shout out. There was a great turnout on Sunday, October 13th. For the New England Half Marathon, the Northeast Delta Dental New England Half Marathon, and we intend to continue to be the presenting sponsor of that race. It began at the Loudoun Racetrack, and we basically, at that point, you basically run to Concord, and that's the 13.1 miles. Now, my guest this weekend, October 19th and 20th, is the president of the American Red Cross of New Hampshire and Vermont, soon to also include Maine, and that's Maria Devlin, who's been doing a fine job, a great job in this position for about a dozen years. Thank you, Maria, for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.
And not too long ago, you actually did the Boston Marathon, since I mentioned, right? And that was a great experience. And that was actually a fundraiser, correct?
It was. It was a fundraiser for the Red Cross. We do work with the BAA, and we have bibs for folks who want to run for the Red Cross and raise money. So I haven't run a marathon in a little bit, but I do keep up my smaller races.
Great. And there's nothing like the running community. What I always say about the running community, we all can do it. You put on shorts. Yes, there are some elite runners that are in the zone and can do a 5K in like 16 minutes. And I'm struggling even to do a 30-minute 5K these days. But we're all having fun. And generally, all of these races raise money for a great cause. For example, the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race raises money for the dental clinic at Coos County Family Health Services. So it's all a great thing. And I remember when you and my colleague Linda Roach were training for the Boston Marathon.
That's right. Pretty
darn exciting. And like you said, it was the best of both worlds. You also did a lot of fundraising in the process. So let's start by giving out your contact information, your website. So that's redcrossoneword.org, correct?
Correct.
/NHVermont, NHVT. And tell us about volunteerism and disaster training. Let's start there.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you. Tom, as you know, the Red Cross really runs on a volunteer workforce. Not a lot of people know that about the American Red Cross. We're over 90% volunteer driven. So most of our work in the field with responses, folks who work with our veterans, folks who work at or register you at a blood drive, these are volunteers who come to the Red Cross looking for a place to put their skills and their expertise. We provide training for them to do everything from helping at a front desk or at a blood drive, greeting people at reception, to being deployed to, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires throughout the United States.
So let's stick to the blood donor. So those ambassadors, the people who we see sort of, you know, in the vans and so forth, they're, for the most part, those are all volunteers, correct?
All the volunteers are the people who help you register. They greet you at a location. Our phlebotomists are obviously trained and paid phlebotomists, and there's usually a nurse or a supervisor. Those are paid staff. But the folks that you see at the canteening area, which is where you get your snacks and your water, the folks who greet you and sign you in, these are volunteers, and these are opportunities that the Red Cross has. So if anyone is looking for something to do in their community, we would love to hear from you. You can work right in your own community, at your local church, at the local business, but anywhere where we host blood drives, we are seeking blood donor ambassadors to help us out.
And it's amazing. I know when we host a blood drive at our Northeast Delta Dental campus, it's so efficient and effective, and it's really energizing. So if you want to volunteer and learn more about that volunteering opportunities, the number is 800-464-6692. That's 800-464-6692 or redcross.org. Also, you have a new blood app on iPhones and other mobile devices. Tell us about that.
Yeah, for those blood donors who typically come and give blood on a regular basis, they probably know all about this. But for newer donors, it's a really unique way to get up-to-date information on the blood drives that are closest to you, even if you're traveling. So it's a blood donor app. You get it on the App Store. You download it. You put in some of your information, and then it tracks your donor. So you can see very quickly when you can give again and how many pints or units of blood you have given. And it's a really unique way to find out more about giving blood. And again, blood drives near you. So someone like myself, I travel throughout all of New England and sometimes beyond. And if I ever have an opportunity, I can find out what blood drives are actually happening in that area through that blood donor app.
Awesome. Let's talk about volunteer disaster training. I know you have a boot camp coming up on November, not too far from now, November 8th and 10th. Tell us about that, and if you're interested, what would I do to get myself signed up?
Yeah, these boot camps are a really great way to immerse yourself into becoming a disaster volunteer with the Red Cross. So basically, it's a weekend training where you sign up and you come in, and we are able to get you immersed into what happens when we respond to a local fire and or something bigger here in New Hampshire and Vermont and further away. So the training will start with just an overview of the American Red Cross, who we are and what we do. And then we'll start talking about the different disasters that we have. Here in New Hampshire and Vermont, it's typically a home fire that our responders and volunteers go out to. Typically, these happen in the middle of the night, and our volunteers are on call 24/7 for certain shifts. So you come to a boot camp. We get you all set up and basically prepared as much as possible to go out and be ready for your first local disaster in your community. From there, once you're trained for the boot camp, you can then start taking trainings that would allow you to actually deploy to places like Texas and California for these much larger events that happen throughout the United States.
Wow, what a great process. So the contact information, again, is redcross.org/NHVT, and the phone number is 800-464-6692. Let's talk about government operations volunteers, because I understand, doing my homework for the show, that there's a high need for that right now in New Hampshire. So what exactly is that? And again, if I wanted to volunteer, how would I do that?
This is a unique position and a necessary position for us. When the state of New Hampshire actually has a statewide emergency, and people who've been here a while will remember things like the ice storm or larger emergency events. We work with the governor and obviously Homeland Security, and the Red Cross has what is known as a seat inside the Emergency Operations Center. And inside that Emergency Operations Center, a lot of stuff is happening. The state gets a lot of input from town managers, community members, residents about what is happening in their community. Because the Red Cross and the state can't be everywhere, so it's usually a resident or a town manager who will let us know that an area is flooding or there's certain hazards that are taking place in a certain area. The Emergency Operations Center takes in all of that information, and that government operations role for the Red Cross helps the Emergency Operations Center know what the Red Cross can do to help that community. So then that person will call the Red Cross and say, we need damage assessment volunteers to go and check out how many homes were damaged in that flood. So it is an intense position because you are sitting there in the thick of it with the state and all of this input that is coming from all different communities. But you're also there helping everyone know what the Red Cross can do, potentially what we can't do, and how we can support the needs of residents. So it's a great opportunity for the right person. There's a lot of training, but it certainly is a role that is critical to our success with the state.
Critical role, and it's also a great learning opportunity to
see
the other aspects of government. So if you want to talk to Maria about that, the number is 800-464-6692. That's 800-464-6692. Before the first break, let's talk about Veterans Program. As you know, one of the things that we've been doing is setting up dental assistance for many veterans because without getting into a lot of detail at this point, 9 out of 10 times when a veteran goes to the VA, they can't get their dental needs met because of congressional rules and so forth. So I'm really big into Veterans Program. So tell us what's going on with the Red Cross and veterans.
Yeah, thank you. The American Red Cross really started working with veterans, hundreds of years ago. That's where we started to help soldiers on the battlefield. And today, obviously, our programming is very, very different. But we reach out to our veteran hospitals, our VA centers, homeless shelters for veterans, and we really work with them on the things the Red Cross can provide, such as facilitated workshops, sometimes funds to help programs move forward. And the Red Cross is there to help provide some mental health, just care and comfort, not only to the soldier, but also to the families. We also have some children programming that we have access to. So we train facilitators who are mental health trained, licensed facilitators. They take some Red Cross training with us, and then they're able to do some workshops with families, with soldiers, with veterans, and with children. So it's a very unique program, not a well-known program of the American Red Cross, but is certainly a rich part of our history and something that we continue to do today.
And that's so important. And I became aware of it because of my involvement with the veterans. And I want to thank you and your organization. So the contact information is redcross.org/NHVT. The phone number is 800-464-6692. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend of October 19th and 20th. Where has October gone? Again, big shout out to my running friends for participating so robustly in the Northeast Delta Dental New England Half Marathon, which occurred on Sunday, October 13th. So Maria Devlin's been the outstanding leader, president and CEO of American Red Cross of New Hampshire and Vermont for a dozen years. And starting next year, you also have now affiliated or acquired, that's not the right word, but Maine. So tell us how that whole process works.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. We have been working in New Hampshire and Vermont for as a combined what we call region for over 5 years now. And as part of the organization's continual trying to align the organization as strongly as possible, we decided that merging with the state of Maine is really important for us. We do a lot of work with Maine already, just as we had with Vermont prior to us consolidating with the state of Vermont. Many of our volunteers who are right on the border will often be called to help at different disaster relief opportunities that are happening there, fires, floods. And so we will be merging with the great state of Maine in the beginning of 2020. So January, February, March, and my team, our volunteers, our board members, we're going to be extremely busy. We're working on that transition now, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful to go up and meet new people in the state of Maine. The volunteers are wonderful there, but we'll be really doubling our work effort together. So it'll be great, but it'll be a lot of work as well.
That's really cool. And of course, Northeast Delta Dental is Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. So trust me, you're going to put a lot more mileage on your car.
That's right.
Maine is a huge state. You learn that when you go through one of the toll booths, like around the Portland area, and then it says Augusta, 100 miles. You think, oh my
that's
God,
right.
I've already driven an hour and a half, and it's like another 100 miles. But that's great. And I just, in the spirit of transparency, myself and other Delta Dental folks have been on the American Red Cross board, in Concord, and both the old facility and the new facility, which it's now like 15 years, right? At
yes,
least, right?
Yes.
So, in any event, I was always impressed with how strategically, frugal, the Red Cross is. And so your dollars, we really haven't spent some time on it, and we should, but we do need, financial donations to allow us to do all this work. And so gifts can be made to redcross.org. my CEO and HR leaders out there listening to the show, and I know you listen to those, you know, Maria's team can partner with you all and with Grooves to get involved in employee engagement opportunities, but also, you know, a corporate contribution as well as encourage the individual contributions. And again, the contact information is redcross.org. But I was always impressed, you know, with the fact that we want to make sure that the dollars go to the biggest need. And of course, you know, Maria obviously understands that. Let's talk about the results. So one of the things that, you know, really amazed me was you responded to close to 230 single or family, multifamily fire cases from July of 2018 to June of 2019. And separately, you know, we'll talk about the home fire campaign, but tell us about some of the other services as well. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so home fires is our biggest disaster that we have in New Hampshire and Vermont. And we respond approximately every 17 hours to a home fire within New Hampshire and Vermont, which seems really outstanding. And
almost daily.
It is almost daily. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing what our volunteers do when they meet up with folks who have lost everything. But on top of our disaster relief, obviously we talked about serving our veterans. We served over 2,000 veterans in that time frame. We collect about 90,000 units of blood in New Hampshire
Terrific.
And Vermont. And that a lot of it goes back into our New Hampshire and Vermont hospitals. And so when you give locally, it stays locally. It could go somewhere else, but you know, a lot of the blood after it's processed and safe comes back to our local hospitals. For your listeners who have taken a CPR or a first aid class, we've trained about 30,000, a little bit more than that.
This is
over
just
the
in
course
a year
of the
period.
In a
yeah.
year period. That's
yeah,
right.
And of course, you know, CPR and AED training is so you know, important. So in 1 year alone, over 30,000 people.
Over 30,000 people. And I think for those of you who have been trained and lucky enough not to have to had to respond to an emergency, such as somebody having a heart attack or heart failure, you're lucky because it does happen every single day. In fact, here in New Hampshire, we've been really honored to be able to present actually certificates of merit to some folks who have been CPR AED trained and then saved somebody's life. And that is an amazing story.
And those
story.
Are the everyday heroes that
Correct.
I read about. That's pretty
Correct.
Awesome.
Yes.
Tell us also about, and then we'll talk about the program, but how you installed the smoke alarms and that whole process.
Yeah, the Home Fire Campaign is a program across the United States where we are installing free smoke alarms for people. And in New Hampshire and Vermont last year, we installed about 3,200. But every year it grows, and it's close to 2 million, I think, nationwide.
Wow. And so that next signature event, it would be, you know, next spring, right, I assume?
Yeah, so there's different parts of the program. The Home Fire Campaign is the overall umbrella, which basically we can come and install alarms in your home any day of the week, whenever it's convenient for you and for us. But it's a free 10-year lithium battery smoke alarm. We do install approximately 3 per house. And we also talk about safety information. So we can do that at any time throughout the entire year. Then there's the culmination, or what we call a big rally event across the United States. It happens in the spring. It's called Sound the Alarm, where we really, as an organization, try and install a number of smoke alarms. So in New Hampshire and Vermont, our goal is 1,000. So it's 500 in Vermont, approximately 500 in New Hampshire. Here in New Hampshire, our rally is going to be in Nashua, actually. So we're working with the Nashua Fire Department and Emergency Management in Nashua. And nationwide, we'll install over 100,000 during that Sound the Alarm events.
That's amazing. But to repeat, you know, if someone's listening to this and they think they need a smoke alarm, I mean, they can call you now.
They can call us now and we will set up a time. We also have deaf and hard of hearing alarms for those people who are eligible for that. And we have a wonderful relationship with the CO Alliance where we can provide a carbon monoxide detector as well.
Wow. So I'm sure I've spurred many of you to make a donation. So I hope you go on redcross.org. And for those of you that are in a position at your company to partner or make a corporate donation, same thing. And the number as you can call as well as 800-464-6692. There's one other program I want to talk about, and then we'll get into maybe some philosophical things. But tell us what the Pillowcase Project is involving students.
Yes, the Pillowcase Project is a wonderful program for students who are in third to fifth grade. And this is a program where we come out to the school, and for about 40 minutes, 45 minutes, we teach children how to be prepared should the unexpected happen. It is obviously done in a very safe and calm manner. It's not to alarm children. It's to help them know what to do in case of an emergency. We always hear very, very horrible stories where children, when a fire happens or something happens at their home, they hide under their bed instead of leaving their home. So the Pillowcase program really teaches them about what would they need to do to be prepared, what should they take with them if they had to leave. It also helps them understand, you know, don't go back in after your pets, which is really hard if a fire happened. But it really is fun and educational for the students. They color a pillowcase. And they talk about what they would fill in their pillowcase in case they had to leave home very quickly. So we talk with the children about being prepared. So again, it's a program for third through fifth graders. And we are happy to come out to any school and talk about the program and set up a time when we can do this program with those students.
So as a former chair of the State Board of Education, this is bringing a big smile to my my face. And of course, Maslow's hierarchy, if you need safety and security before you can, you know, self-actualize. And just last year alone, over the July 2018 through June of 2019, you saw over 2,600 students. So that's, you know, that's terrific, getting them at the young age. We also hear the other stories where someone who went through this training, like, saved their parents.
Yes,
so,
very
absolutely.
True.
So you're a tremendous leader, level five leader, and you've been able to cultivate all three states so we can be not only effective but efficient with our dollars. And again, if you would like to donate, just contact redcross.org. So in your 12 years, what have you kind of seen as trends for the Red Cross organization? Trends and disasters. There is such a thing. I totally somehow think that there must be more hurricanes, but maybe that's just because there's more press about it. And then on the subject of disaster responses, I love and enjoy receiving your communiques, you know, when there is a disaster outside of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, and how that whole process, you know, works together. For example, Hurricane Dorian.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. One wonderful thing about the American Red Cross is how we're able to access so many different people to move in one direction when terrible things happen. That's the strength of the organization, with all the volunteers and the staff, and everyone knows at a moment's notice, we're able to get people together and make something happen. And that could happen either, you know, through more blood campaigns where sponsors will sign on because of the great need for blood, to when there is a massive disaster like Dorian, how the Red Cross gets involved. Dorian, the latest hurricane that we have been participating in is a little bit different. It is an international disaster, obviously, in the Bahamas. It did affect the United States, but much less than we had expected, thank goodness. But the American Red Cross really works with our Red Crescent and Red Cross societies around the entire world. So the Red Cross that is currently in the Bahamas were really the people on the ground helping as soon as that disaster struck. And since then, here, the American National Red Cross has been able to send people and supplies and funds to help the Bahamian people to recover. So it's a very different process for us, but it's also the strength of the American National Red Cross.
Exactly. And this is an example of Maria's level five leadership, which is, you know, getting involved. But closer to home, again, if you want to volunteer for disaster, volunteer disaster training, if you wanted to be a government operations volunteer, if you want to donate, redcross.org. I'm sure listening in the last 25 minutes, you know how important the financial donations are. So, Maria, thank you for all you do and your team. Great bunch of people, and as well as your board. And
thank
good luck
you.
With the Maine affiliation.
Thank you, Tom, so much.